Listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Quasi-cerebral talk and tunes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's what we've got cooking up this hour.
You are tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are the campus community radio station broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on unceded stolen lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Kwikwetlem First Nations. This episode of Typically Tuesdays was produced on unceded stolen lands of the Katsi, Stolo, and Kwikwetlem First Nations. And here at Typically Tuesdays, we recognize the host nations as being the original storytellers and knowledge keepers of these lands, and we thank them for their stewardship of the lands and the waters. My name is Leslie. Have I got a special treat for you today on the show, hailing from Taipei, Taiwan. My guests are a five-member J-pop underground idol group produced by Sato Face Studios. In winter 2024, they debuted for the first time on stage as a small but powerful ray of light, illuminating even the greatest depths of the ocean. I don't know if that intro is okay, that's what I've got here. You're actually no stranger to them if you've listened to Typically Tuesdays regularly, as their work has been previously been broadcasted on the show, and also very highly praised and discussed with great admiration by Nina of local overseas idol group Non-Sweet. My dearest listener, it is my great honor to welcome to the stage Meikai Oceanus.
Yay!
Thank you so much for joining me on the show today. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hello, everyone. We are
Meikai Oceanus.
My name is Kamine Sela. You can call me Sela.
My name is Akaboshi Inori. You can call me Inori.
My name is Sakuno Anli. You can call me Anjang.
My name is Amami Umi. You can call me Umitan.
My name is Marcelo Lemon. You can call me Lemon.
Yay! Thank you so much for coming on to the show. I know you guys have a busy day and a busy schedule because you've been touring in North America. But I'm really grateful to have you on to the show. As I mentioned before, Nina from Non-Sweet, she introduced me to your work. And I got a lot of positive feedback on that show because people became very interested in your music, and I've been able to play your music on my program ever since as well. So this is a great honor for me to be sitting here with you today. Yeah, how has your North American tour been so far?
It's Lemon. Fantastic.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, for we and fans that we share our energy and support each other, whether on stage or off, and the fans are crazy. they are so much energy to supporting us. Yeah, it's a very great memory for us. Yeah, maybe the performance time is early, but it's okay because everybody's waiting for us and they saw us yay! Meikai Oceanus! I will go ocean jump for you! That's really cute! Yeah.
Umi, yeah.
I think that the vibe here is very different from Taiwan and maybe in other countries. I think it's special and their energy is so positive. They will not give us that much negative response. Yeah, I think it's good.
Yeah, and even that they are not our fans, they just supporting us on stage, and I think that is very good reaction to us. Yeah,
and everybody give us a smile. Everybody in the stage, everybody saw us, they're giving big smile to us, and I'm happy to see their face, each one of them is very happy.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's great. That's great to hear that you guys have been enjoying your time here in North America, because you performed over at U.S. Idol Fest last weekend, and then later on this weekend, at the time of recording, you're going to be performing in Vancouver for Kaigai Idol Pride Stage 2, hosted by Nonsuite. And we're very excited to see you perform here in Vancouver. Really quickly, actually, before we continue to move on, I hadn't introduced a very important person who is integral, absolutely integral to our conversation with Meikai Oceanus today.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jared from Fortune Fair Productions. I'm in charge of the tour for Meikai Oceanus and Setsuna's North American tour, and I'm also helping out here for translations. Thank you so much, Typically Tuesdays, for having us.
Thank you so much for being here, Jared. Again, without you, you know, this interview wouldn't happen. So thank you so much for being here and for your support.
Thank you. Nina and Nonsuite as well.
Thank you. Shout out Nina Nonsuite, who is totally not in the room with us right now.
Thank you.
We love you.
All right. It's great to hear that the North American fans have been so supportive and warm to you. I think, North American fans of idols are just like very excited to have these kinds of experiences, but even more when they know that it's somebody who's coming from overseas and they haven't seen their performances before. So it's really good to hear that. Actually, let's go ahead and listen to some of your music right now. We're going to start off today's playlist with your debut song, Meikai Oceanus, by Meikai Oceanus, off of the single Meikai Oceanus. could you talk a little bit about that? Inori?
Okay, this song shows what our group is all about. It means we are like a light deep in the ocean and chasing our dream with some breath like this. And it's also our debut song with the same name as our group, so the whole song really shows our style and the charming, like the thing all about. So it's very, I think it's very
hopeful.
Positive song. Thank you.
All right, let's listen to that right now. Here is Meikai Oceanus by Meikai Oceanus.
This northern mockingbird may not have much in common with us humans, but we can both learn to make complex sounds, like that impressive song or the words I'm saying right now. Since this vocal learning skill is uncommon in the animal world, scientists who study human speech often start with birds that learn to sing, says neurobiologist Eric Jarvis. To investigate the evolutionary origins of vocal learning, his team looked for clues in DNA and brain structures of humans and birds.
We found that parrots, songbirds, and hummingbirds each independently evolved their vocal learning abilities, just like humans evolved it independently of those three bird groups. So in the last 65 million years, three bird groups came up with an independent solution to the vocal learning ability, but using the same genes.
These genes and the brain regions where they're active are associated with the muscles in our voice boxes.
What happened is that in order to control the vocal organ, you need a very tight integration between hearing, producing, and imitating sound.
For humans and some parrots, that tightly integrated vocal learning system comes with the bonus.
The ability to learn how to dance to a beat of music. So that's the benefit of speech, the ability to dance.
Learn more about the evolution of bird song and speech when you listen to Season 7 of Bring Birds Back. I'm Jazzy Johnson.
We're back here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Leslie. You just heard Mekhi Oceanus by Mekhi Oceanus, and I happen to have them here with me in the studio. It's Mekhi Oceanus. they are a Taiwanese idol group produced by Sato Fei Studios, and they are going to be in Vancouver this weekend, November 8th, performing at Kaigai Idol Pride Stage 2, which is a small idol music festival hosted by Non-Sweet. Now, that event might have already happened, but hey, this is a great time for you to get into Mekhi Oceanus if you haven't already and if you missed seeing them live. Yeah, I want to know a little bit more about the Taiwanese idol scene. Since you have come to North America just a little bit ago and you performed at US Idol Fest, can you talk a little bit about how the Taiwanese idol scene compares to what you've seen in North America so far? Anli?
我觉得台湾的偶像圈已经进到一个商业化的阶段。那 我会觉得在台湾像是每一组偶像或者是 solo 演出者都必须要有原创曲会比较有怎么讲就是在台面上的感觉吗
So in Taiwan, the scene has grown to a state where I guess it's more commercialized or more standardized. So a lot of the idols feel like they need to have original songs or meet a certain type of standard compared to North America, where it's still a growing scene and there's more covers or there's more room for people to express themselves. I guess not using the word amateur, not in a negative way, but there's a lot more of room to explore yourself in North America compared to, I guess, more stricter guidelines in the Taiwan scene currently.
Can you talk a little bit more about the kind of like the organization and structure of the Taiwanese idol industry right now as it is?
在台湾的话，如果是出道一段时间的团体，通常会比较多首的原创曲。那 通常一段演出大概是20到30分钟左右，那就会是 整个表演的歌单都是那个团体的原创曲，我觉得这是台湾比较主要现在的发展的样子。那我觉得在美国的话会比较像是我觉得大家彼此分享自己的梦想，然后开心的想要把自己做的开心的事情告诉对大家所有人，
感觉是把喜欢自己喜欢的歌曲到告诉大家的感
觉。对，这是我觉得不同的地方。
So in Taiwan, the more established idol groups usually will have several original songs, you know, a couple months after their debut. So in a 20-30 minute set, usually it's a fully original song set list, or they might feel pressure to put on that type of performance for people. In America, there's more room for people to express themselves. There are some North American idols who are producing original music, but a lot you can do covers songs from Japanese or overseas idols that you really like yourselves. There's a lot of American artists who even cover like Americans or Western songs for their idol performances. So there's more room for you to express yourself and provide a show performance that you want to bring to a stage rather than artists trying to conform to what the audience or the stage might expect of idols in Taiwan.
You know, yeah.
就是我们的现在台湾的部分就是会有很多拼盘，就是可能每个周六周日都会有非常多的活动，然后拼盘也都是一次都会团体可能十几个团体这样互相轮演。但在美国的方式，就是北美的方式比较像是会结合动漫展，所以现场还会有更多不同多元的方式去结合在，像我们有看到 VTuber 或是一些 coser， 可是现在在台湾的话大部分是直接跟动漫展是拆开的，所以是纯偶像的表演，就是让我觉得还蛮特别不太一样的地方。
Another thing Nori pointed out is currently in the Taiwan scene, since it's fairly established, every weekend, Saturday, Sunday, there are huge Taibons or I guess joint performances from Taiwanese idols a whole day from noon to night. There's 10 or so groups performing one after another. So it's a purely idol performance. However, in America, a lot of the events are still adjacent or collaborating with the anime scene or more of the Japanese culture scene. At US Idol Fest, we saw a lot of VTubers performing or even cosplay idols appear. So there's more diversity, inclusivity in the American space so far. And there's not as much of a standalone pure idol events.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, yeah, I appreciate that response, actually. It's something I've been thinking a lot about personally, having not a whole lot of experience with like overseas idols or anything like that, but it's something that I like kind of got the feeling about. Our scene in Vancouver is very like do it yourself, very like DIY based, and a lot of that starts off in like cosplay or kind of like anime fandoms and that type of thing. Like for example, Love Live. You guys know Love Live?
Yeah.
A lot of there are a few groups I think out here who started because they were cosplaying Love Live and performing Love Live songs. But it's really interesting to hear that it is, there's a lot more of a focus on original pieces in Taiwan. So that's kind of cool.
Actually, we are cosplayer too. Yeah.
Oh, of course, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite character you guys like to cosplay?
Actually, we love Bandoli, you know that?
Bandoli?
Yeah. My goal.
That's awesome.
We love anime.
Yeah. That's fair. Yeah, I feel like a lot of people get into idols and anime at the same time.
Yeah.
There's so much overlap there, you know?
Actually, Ali is started by cover Love Life.
Oh, really? Can I ask who was? Did you have one character that you usually perform as?
Muse is a Minami Kotori.
Kotori.
Aqua is a Watanabe Yo.
Good characters. I like them. Yeah. Oh.
You know them?
I know a little bit about Love Live.
Oh.
Yeah. But to be honest, I haven't watched the anime. I haven't watched the anime at all, but I used to listen to their music. You haven't seen it either?
What?
Oh,
no.
I know a lot of character from Love Live.
I haven't seen Love Live either.
I'm really not
not into Love Live. Sorry about that.
You need to what?
Yeah. I'm actually only into an anime and like shonen manga. Shonen Jump. Gintama.
Seriously.
We're more into it.
I love Chainsaw Man.
Good series to
be in. I'm a Mandarin person.
Mandarin person, yeah.
That's fair, that's fair. All right, thank you about that. I'm not going to lie, I'm getting a little bit lost here. How are you really getting the conversation? I'm interested to learn more about your deep ocean concept. It's something I feel like that is quite distinct to you, because usually when people, when idols do like an ocean theme, they're not doing the deep ocean, they're just doing like shallow ocean, right? All the deep ocean creatures, they're kind of weird and scary.
No, they're cute.
We love.
They look cute.
Yeah?
I love it.
No, I don't mean you guys. No, I mean the creatures in the ocean.
Yeah, I mean the creature.
I like anglerfish.
Can you tell me more about your deep ocean concept, Umi?
Yeah. Actually, when we were choosing our group name, we thought about a lot of elements, like skies or oceans or land or stars. But actually, there are a lot of groups in Taiwan. They're always using stars and sky as a group name or group symbol. So we're thinking about, how about under the sea? How about we're just different from the others? We just want it to be, how about land? But land isn't cute. Land is just like mud.
Yeah.
And worms and sex. And I think it's not cute. And I think, fish. The creatures.
Fish.
Actually, I'm really into ocean. So my name is actually ocean in Japanese. Yeah. So I think that, we can choose about ocean. And I'll tell them. And they say, that's great. That's really nice. Nobody have chosen this element before. Yeah, then we are ocean.
Okay. In Taiwanese group, the idol group, they pop up and just very positive. So we want to change the style.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, Umi.
And we're the little light, little tiny lights under the sea. So it's positive and different from the others.
Yeah.
And that's what we want.
We want different.
Yes.
You have a kind of like a stronger image about like overcoming challenges and togetherness and stuff. Can I ask, do you guys have like a favorite deep sea creature?
I don't
turtle is not a deep sea.
Jared, do you know 大王巨足虫?
我不知道那个是什么
I will search it.
Yeah.
我喜欢水母.
Sarah's a big fan of jellyfish.
Jellyfish? Yeah. You know what? Do you have one? Turtles?
Sea turtle. Okay. I always buy the, I don't, 玩具啊怎么讲?
Yeah, toys or plush.
In my bed, put on my bed. So cute. I bought one in America.
Have you guys gone to, will you guys be able to go to Vancouver Aquarium?
We don't have plans yet, but we can talk about it for our rest days if you want to go to the aquarium. 如果要去这边水族馆的话, 明天可以安排.
Sorry,
I will go to 水族馆.
May I ask, is there any beluga whales there?
Beluga whales? Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Oh. We must go there. Please.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, sorry, Nina. We're canceling your schedule.
It's a must go.
Okay, and back to the question.
Yeah.
My favorite creature is giant isopod.
Yeah. Like crawling on the ground. Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. I have a lot of bag. Is that?
Oh, trinkets on your bag that you hang on. Yeah.
Taiwan has a ramen 公子之前有那个
ramen
有大王巨足子 make noodle
noodle
eat on noodle.
People are putting giant isopods on
yeah.
ramen.
Yeah. In Taiwan.
Actually, wow. I got one. Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
I got one.
I got yeah. one too. Yeah. Okay. She gave it to me.
Yeah, because I got free.
Okay. they're not like, they're a toy.
No.
No. Toy.
You eat it.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, that's so cool. Interesting. Okay.
Special. Not normal, but special.
Yeah. I would love to see a photo. So, Umi, you like belugas?
And actually, yeah, I like all kinds of fish.
All kinds of fish.
All kinds yes. of creature under the sea.
Awesome.
But especially beluga whales.
Especially yeah. belugas, yeah. Mm. Are the beluga wells here in Vancouver Aquarium are kind of famous locally. So, yeah.
Go.
Yeah. Exciting.
Anjung?
Yeah, Anjung.
我不确定算不算海洋生物, 但我喜欢企鹅。
Mm. Oh, maybe not a deep sea creature, but Henri Anjang's a huge fan of penguins.
Yeah. I love birds.
Oh,
I'm a big fan of birds.
Oh, yeah. Ducks.
Okay. Okay.
Ducks?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You know what? We should go birding. We can talk about this later. But yeah, oh my goodness, I'm having such a fun time. I'm like getting totally sidetracked from yeah. from our interview questions. But I think now is a good time to listen to some music, actually. So let's listen to Beyond the Darkness, which is one of your singles. Yeah, does anybody want to share a little bit about that track? Anri?
Oh, I think Beyond the Darkness is from Make It Ocean's first song. 那它比较像是在叙述我们在黑暗中，可是我们怀抱自己的希望跟梦想，前进的感觉。
So Beyond the Darkness is sort of an extension to the storyline or the concept from the Meikai Oceanus song. In Meikai Oceanus, the song concept is being the faint but still strong beacon of light in the deep ocean, so people can still follow towards them or get motivation. And Beyond the Darkness is about them finding strength and pushing forward and breaking new ground and finding strength to continue on in their path.
Yes.
然后这首歌跟其他歌比较不一样的地方是我们副歌会有重唱的部分，对，就是会有一个人负责唱音，然后其他的成员负责在那边叠唱其他的歌词。
So one special thing about the song is during the chorus, there's a lot of overlaying of harmonies and different vocal lines. There's some members who have a sustained note throughout the chorus while everyone else is supporting or parallelly singing the main lyrics for the chorus. Yeah.
All right. That sounds exciting. It is a really fun track. So we're going to listen to that right now. Here is Beyond the Darkness by Meikai Oceanus here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Thank you.